Tape script 7.3.
Daniel, these memories explain some of the fierce protectiveness I feel for you. The tenderness and the occasional moments of blind terror when I imagine anything happening to you. But there is something more, a story from long ago that I will tell you face to face, father and son, when you're older. It's a very personal story, but it's part of the picture. It has to do with the long lines of blood and family, about our lives and how we can get lost in them, and, if we're lucky, find our way out again into the sunlight. It begins 35 years ago in a big city on a January morning with snow on the ground and a woman walking to the hospital to have her first baby. She is in her early 20s, and the city is still strange to her, bigger and noisier than the easy streets and gentle hills of her distant home. She's walking because there is no money, and everything of value has been pawned to pay for the alcohol to which her husband has become addicted. On the way, a taxi driver notices her sitting, exhausted and cold, in the doorway of a shop, and he takes her to hospital for free. Later that day, she gives birth to a baby boy, and just as you are to me, he is the best thing she has ever seen. Her husband comes that night and weeps with joy when he sees his son. He is truly happy, hungover, broke, but in his own way happy, for they were both young and in love with each other and their son. But Daniel, time had some bad surprises in store for them. The cancer of alcoholism ate away at the man and he lost his family. This was not something he meant to do or wanted to do. It just was. When you are older, my son, you will learn about how complicated life becomes, how we can lose our way and how people get hurt inside and out. By the time his son had grown up, the man lived away from his family, on his own in a one-roomed flat, living and dying for the bottle. He died on the 5th of January, one day before the anniversary of his son's birth, all those years before in that snowbound city. But his son was too far away to hear his last words, his final breath, and all the things they might have wished to say to one another were left unspoken. Yet now, Daniel, I must tell you that when you let out your first powerful cry in the delivery room of the Adventist hospital and I became a father, I thought of your grandfather, and foolish though it may seem, hoped that in some way he could hear across the infinity between the living and the dead your proud statement of arrival. For if he could hear, he would recognize the distinct voice of family, the sound of hope and new beginnings that you and all your innocence and freshness have brought to the world.